deny what Jesus said.
Good evening, everyone. Today is the 24th of January, and it's Tuesday evening here in Pineville, and I'm under the weather a little bit tonight, so you're going to have to bear with me. You know, we all have had colds. It started with my wife about 3 days ago, and then it went to my son, and now I've got it, and I'm on the caboose of the thing. So I'm hoping that in 3 days I'll be back to my normal. I'm very weak and just not feeling very good at all. So you all remember me in prayer. You know, there's a lot of people that it amazes me, like I said this morning, it amazes me how much people think they know about history. And my history professor in University of Kansas told the class that the historians are the ones that live to tell about it. Do you think history is a little skewed? I do. Because the people that died aren't around to defend themselves. I believe that's why God left us His Word of God, so that we can have proof of Christ and His activities while He was down here on earth. We have proof of His ministry. We have proof of His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And I am very comforted by reading the account of Christ. There's a lot of people out there that are attacking the Bible today. There's a lot of people out there that are attacking the King James Version of the Bible. And they're making very outlandish statements about it. That's very dangerous, attacking God's Word. And people say, that's not God's Word, it's a book. Well, I believe that you can't separate Christ from His Word. I take that pretty literally. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ was a walking testament of His Word. And He left His Word, ingrained in the pages of this book, the Holy Bible. But yet people want to attack it, don't they? You know, well, I cherish the Word of God. I cherish the fact that I have the authorized King James Version of the Bible. I cherish the fact that I don't have to go by all these newfangled versions out there. I cherish the fact that I don't have to be a Greek scholar or a Hebrew scholar to study God's Word. I don't have to be a theologian. I don't have to know Aramaic. I don't have to know Koine Greek. I can pick up the Bible, which is written in common English language, and I can be edified by it. And I'm thankful for that. A lot of people have attacked the Bible. You know, I had someone tell me one time, you're old school. Yes, I'm old school. I had someone tell me, you're a fuddy-duddy. That's okay. I might be a fuddy-duddy. I've had people tell me, you're stuck. You need to get unstuck. No, I'm glad to be stuck in the Word of God. And I like the fact that we could go to any place in the King James Version of the Bible and we could get great edification by going there, you know. And then the first thing people want to do is go down the road, well, that doesn't really mean this, it means that. Really? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I believe it means just exactly what it says. I believe that God knew exactly what He was doing when He brought the translators together. And I'm not going about trying to find errors and shooting holes in God's Word. And I'm going to read tonight the passage. For an example of what I'm talking about. Okay? If you'll turn to the 19th Psalm, I'm going to just read that to you. And when I read it to you, I want you to tell me if you're not edified by it in the King James Version of the Bible. If you're not edified by it, I know it edifies me. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me thou from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What a beautiful psalm. And I leave you that with that tonight. This is going to be a short video, but I ask that you remember me in prayer, and by God's grace, we'll see you in the morning. God bless. Oh,